This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hey everyone, my name is Siddharth. I'm a product manager at Goldbridge AI. I went to UC Berkeley and graduated last year with data science. I am from the Bay Area, from Cupertino, went to Cupertino High School. Went to college, like I said, in Berkeley, and I'm currently living in San Francisco. So Bay Area, love it. Been here my whole life, and I think I'm going to stay here.
This is the first episode of a series about Goldbridge AI with Siddharth. We have a guest whose journey is as inspiring as it is relevant to anyone navigating their career in tech. Siddharth's path started at a community college where he had to figure out the complex transfer process on his own before making it to UC Berkeley, a challenge in and of itself. But once there, he faced another hurdle, breaking into internships and job opportunities without much guidance. Working at Berkeley's Career Center, he saw firsthand how many students struggled with the same uncertainty, and he knew there had to be a better way. That drive led him to Goldbridge AI, an edtech startup building AI-driven career tools. Now, as a product manager, he is shaping innovative solutions like an AI career assistant, mentoring up-and-coming talent, leading marketing efforts, and even pitching the company's vision on big stages. Siddharth is here to share his journey, but more importantly, to explore how accessible, thoughtful technology can empower people in their careers, because no one should have to figure this out alone. Hey, Siddharth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you for having me. Very excited to be here.
All right. Cool. So, you know, this name, Goldbridge AI, that has some, that's like, there's a lot of nouns in there. So tell me about that.
Yeah, definitely. So our founder chose the name Goldbridge AI, mainly Goldbridge because it's indicative of the Golden Gate Bridge. Our founder's from the Bay Area. All of our employees are based in the Bay Area, and our company is kind of representative of the Bay Area. It's also a relatively simple and somewhat catchy name. Goldbridge, two syllables, kind of floats off the tongue. And we figured it'd be at least a good starting point for the name for our company for the time being.
Nice. You know, there's a lot of things you could do today in the world. And I like how you're taking your dissatisfaction, if you will, with the reality that was around you when you were transitioning from school back to or into the working world. But how did Goldbridge AI decide to build this product? Is there like a special connection the company has to this problem beyond yourself? Were there any business pivots from dead ends that were made to reach this point?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question, Lance. I'm not sure if you follow the current economy and job market right now too much, but the job market is very, very tough, especially for entry-level new grad roles. There's single job postings out there getting 20,000, 30,000 applications for one single job. And it's just a really tough, really competitive market. When I worked at UC Berkeley's Career Center, when I was a student there, I saw many students struggling to get internships, jobs. When I worked there, when I was a student myself, you know, as a sophomore, junior, undergrad, trying to get internships, trying to break into the tech space or the professional space, I struggled a lot as well. And there wasn't really much help that I found for me. I felt that I was kind of navigating this whole space alone and really had a difficult time with a lot of the things that go into, you know, starting your career, getting a job, figuring out all these things. So Goldbridge is kind of a collection of people who saw the same problem, identified a way to kind of help solve that problem, and are working together to solve that problem. I think in terms of special connection, like I said, like we all have faced unemployment at one point or another. People we know have faced the same thing. We've seen our friends and family and others struggle with this. And with the lack of proper resources that are there to really help guide people through the journey, we are trying to develop that solution to guide people through that journey.
Nice. What is an edtech startup?
It's a startup in the educational tech space. That can be, you know, educational content or helping people, you know, navigate like professional services involving their career, basically any career education focused tech product to help with that space.
Did you discover the company form during this situation, or what happened there?
That's a really fun story. So I was in when I was a student in Berkeley, I was part of a club, and we were a consulting club. And consulting clubs at Berkeley basically get paid money by actual clients to do projects and build apps, websites, things like that. Oh. And with the money we get, students can't pocket that money, so we spend it on trips and events and things like that. So our club was on a trip to Hawaii one day, like December of 2023, and one person in the club sat next to this guy on the plane who was the founder of this company. At that point, it was just an idea. He was hoping to kind of build this out and kind of make it an actual thing. At that point, it was just a concept. And he met my friend in the club on the plane and started kind of pitching his idea to her. And she thought it was a really cool product and a really cool idea, but she didn't really have the time to kind of work on this. She had other things going on. So she referred me to him, and me and him had a conversation a couple months later, I think February or March of 2024, about a year ago. And we talked, and I liked him, he liked me, and I liked what he was building. And he recognized that I had experience in the space, and we saw a good fit. So I went ahead and joined about a year ago.
And who is the name of the person who referred you?
The founder or my friend?
The friend.
Her name is Preeti. Preeti M. I can't pronounce her last name correctly, but yeah.
Are you going to owe her a referral bonus? Is that how this works?
she had the opportunity to work there. She passed it on to me. So okay. If we become a big thing, you know, I'll definitely invite her back and whatnot. She lives in DC now, but yeah.
I'm not sure if referral bonuses are usually a one-time fee that you'd have to pay her, or she gets a percentage of your income, something like that. I don't know. It all depends.
If we get to that point, it's something to think about. Well, she's working a big tech job. I think she'll be all right, but something to think about. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah. You know, some people can make money just with introductions like that. And that's a thing.
Yeah. No. like the connections are the most important thing. Like who you know is just as important as what you know. Like if she hadn't sat in that exact seat on that plane, talked to Jesse, our founder, yeah. I wouldn't be here talking to you or working at this company. You know, it's crazy.
Wow. So what was the biggest challenge in developing Goldbridge AI?
As with any startup, I think there's a million challenges that go into it. And the biggest challenge for us is just basically finding a simple solution to a complex problem. I think careers and kind of jobs are a very like complicated issue. There's many different things that go into it, making a resume, practicing for interviews, getting the job, you know, negotiating salary, all these different things with people in different backgrounds, different industries, if it's tech or finance or education, medicine, you know, there's not really a one size fits all solution, but we're trying to find that as best as we can and make it also simple, streamlined, and easy for anyone to use, whether they're young, old, tech savvy, not tech savvy, and really actually make a difference in their kind of job searching process.
Nice. I'm sure there's people on the show, in the audience, who are looking for a job. What are some things that Goldbridge does to make it easier for them?
Yeah, our main feature right now basically is you give us your resume, you can upload it into our website, and then you put any single job description of a job that you want to apply to, and less than 10 seconds, we'll basically give you an entire analysis of how well your resume currently matches to that job, what's missing, what's there, what's like a good fit, what's not a good fit. And on top of that, we'll also take every single bullet point that you have in the resume and rewrite it to be more optimized for the job you're applying to, put in keywords and things that beat the ATS software, all those things. And on top of that, with the click of one button, we'll also basically give you an entire new resume that you can just download and use right away to apply to jobs.
Nice, nice. How do you guys make money?
It's a credit-based model. It was free for the longest time. We just implemented this pricing model like last month. Basically, every single resume optimization and rewrite and generation is 50 credits. 50 credits is like a dollar about. So for $1, you basically get all this done for you in like less than 30 seconds.
Well, that's a pretty sweet deal. I don't know if you guys are making much money. The AI part is kind of, you know, that might be...
Yeah, our API calls to like the AI to what we're doing is a little expensive, but as for the time being, it's cheaper than everything else in the market, and we feel like it's a fair price for the services we offer. This thing's out there charging 50, 60 bucks for the same thing, which to us is just absurd. It kind of prices out a lot of people who really need the help, which kind of defeats the purpose of what we're building, right? We're trying to make it accessible to everyone and anyone.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. No, and the people who are in the job market, they're probably trying to cut down on costs, so this sounds like a great solution.
In this economy, definitely, everything's so expensive. You got to save money where you can. And we're trying to be, like I said, anyone hopefully can use us and get help.
Are you new to Agile or Scrum? Looking for a fun way to pick up the knowledge to become an Agile team? Go get the novel Agile Noir. the dramatic novel about a project manager who needs to transform his teams to become agile because his life depends on it. This book is available in the US on Amazon, in India on Pathy.com. In China, it's available on my WeChat store. Links are in the show notes. Check out the show notes because we put in cool links to useful things that were discussed in this podcast, such as a link directly to Goldbridge AI. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy tapping. And if you happen to download this from the web page, we still got your back. Go back to the web page where we got the MP3, and there you'll see the show notes. Next episode, more Siddharth. Tell us a story of Goldbridge's greatest success when everyone realized they were onto something.